Ukraine security issue.
On August 31st, the 189th day of Russia's full-scale invasion, President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed that the threat of a nuclear disaster at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant due to Russian shelling doesn't diminish. He expects real results from the visit of the IAEA mission, which left Kyiv this morning to inspect the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant occupied by Putin's militants. During a meeting with the International Atomic Energy Agency delegation, the president underlined that the entire zone around the station must be demilitarized. We would like to see more than just verification, because I believe that verification is only tactical action, but strategic decisions are needed. The requirements of the IAEA and the UN regarding urgent demilitarization of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and the withdrawal of all Russian military personnel with weapons and equipment from the station itself and the area around it are fundamental for us. We also need the complete transfer of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant to the control of the Ukrainian state. This is the only way we can eliminate any risks associated with nuclear energy, said Volodymyr Zelensky. According to Mikhail Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, at the moment there is no information on when the IAEA mission will be able to reach the station itself, because Russia is shelling the corridors through which the delegation must move. Also, it is not yet clear whether the experts will be able to assess the situation at the station and check all indicators regarding nuclear safety. After all, the specialists plan to work on site for at least a few days, but the occupiers allow only one day for the visit. Yevgen Balitsky, the collaborator and the so-called head of the temporarily occupied part of the Zaporizhzhia region, said that he does not understand what it means that the delegation wants to get acquainted with the work of the station. For him, it is a blurry concept. So even before the IAEA visited the station, the Russians habitually violated agreements, just as they cynically continue to lie to the whole world that they are not shelling peaceful Ukrainian cities. Meanwhile, Russian shells and missiles continue killing unarmed Ukrainians and destroying everything around them daily. The enemy constantly shelled the city of Kharkiv, and in recent days shelling has become more frequent. On Tuesday, the enemy attacked the city several times in the morning, targeting high-rise buildings, kindergartens, and Kharkiv's residential quarters. The danger for the locals didn't disappear even after the shelling. Many cluster munitions have not ruptured and can detonate at any time. Since the beginning of the full-scale war, the Russians have killed more than 1,000 civilians in the Kharkiv region, including 50 children. Meanwhile, Russia is trying to organize new reinforcements for the war in Ukraine. According to British intelligence, new volunteer battalions of the new army corps left their base near Moscow last week. Natalia Gumenyuk, the spokeswoman of the South Operation Command, said that the Russian army could no longer deliver manpower and military equipment to the south of the country, where Ukrainian soldiers are forcing the invader to retreat. According to her, the trucks cannot pass through destroyed bridges in the Kherson region, so the occupiers are trying to create the other crossings, but the Ukrainian armed forces do not allow them.
Наразі ми продовжуємо роботу з знищення логістичних центрів ворога, з пресичення.
Currently we continue the work of destroying the enemy's logistics centers, making it impossible for transport connections to draw up its reserves and eliminating enemy munition. And this work is quite effective. We are thrilled that the Ukrainian military destroyed the S-300 anti-aircraft missile systems, which the enemy used for a long time to attack Mykolaiv, said Natalia Gumenyuk. At the same time, fierce battles continue in the Donbas region. Russia doesn't leave its attempts to see the Donetsk region completely, resorting to the military offensive in the area. But the Ukrainian army pushes the enemy back, while the enemy is shelling everything around from all available types of weapons, destroying populated areas. The mandatory evacuation of people from the Donetsk region continues. The humanitarian situation in the occupied territories remains complicated. The invaders bombed utility networks, residential buildings, hospitals, and shops. No one repairs them. People, for the most part, have no electricity, gas, or water. They have a shortage of products and medicines. People are trying to leave the occupied territories, but the Russians insidiously fire at the evacuation convoys. Melitopol mayor Ivan Fedorov, who is on the free territory now, tells how the situation was on Tuesday in the Zaporizhzhia region.
Мелітополь – це і евакуаційний вузол. Після Мелітополя люди їдуть до Васильівки безпосередньо, з якої виїжджають до через єдину артерію до підконтрольної території уряду України.
Melitopol is also an evacuation hub. After going out from Melitopol, people go to the village of Vasilivki. Then they leave to the territory under the control of the Ukrainian government. This is the only possible way. On Tuesday, Russians let many cars from Vasilivka out, and later in the gray zone began to shoot in the direction of the convoy with civilians cynically. It exploded at the distance of 100 meters from the cars. People were frightened, ran out of vehicles and hid under cars. Fortunately, there are no victims. But we understand that the occupiers are doing everything to prevent people from leaving the occupied territories to use them as hostages there, said Ivan Fedorov. At the same time, the Kremlin no longer limits mobilization to only Russian regions. The mobilization potential of the main donors of the war against Ukraine, Buryatia, Tuva, the Caucasus and other areas of Russia with a shallow standard of living and high unemployment is already being exhausted. According to Ukrainian intelligence, the military commissariats of Moscow and St. Petersburg received instructions to carry out mass covert mobilization. During the 6 months of Ukraine's full-scale invasion, Russia lost almost 48,000 of its soldiers.